today we're going to do Daf Mem Amud Aleph of Maseches Beitza. Let's pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss Kinyan Shvisa of various objects. So it's going to talk about things that are found in different tchum, and you want to bring them to you, or you want to go outside of the tchum and you want to take these objects with you that you didn't own during Bein HaShemashos. So Mishnah Peiros of Bi'er Acheres. Let's say your fruits were in another city, but you want to eat them on Yantif and you didn't make an Erev Tchumen. V'arvu b'nei Osayir. The people of that city made an Erev to go from that city where the owner is. Lahavi etzlami peros. And they want to bring you your peros back. Lo yaviu lo. They cannot bring it back to you because since the city that has the peros in it is outside the Tchum and the peros have a din of your Tchum, they're not allowed. The peros are aser to be, it's aser to move those peros outside the Tchum. But if he himself made an Erev to go to that city, Peros of Kamahu, so his Peros have the same din as him, and they can bring his Peros to him. Misha Zimenetz Loarchim, a person who invited guests from a different city to come to him on Yom Tov, Lo Yolichu Biyadam Manos. After they finish the Suuda, cannot take food to their houses, because Bein HaShemashos, those portions of food belong to the Balabayas, so they have the Tchum status of the Balabais himself. Unless he made a kinyan to be makna their portions to them on Erev Yom Tov. Itmar, says the Gemara, Hamafkid Peros Eitzel Chaver, if a person gives Peros as a pikadon to his friend and he wants to bring them on Yom Tov, Rav Amar Karagli Mishev Kidulo, Ushmuel Amar Karagli Hamafkid. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whose tchum status do they have? The guy who gave the pikadon or the guy who received the pikadon? Lema Rav Shmuel does the Tamayu. This seems like it's Rav and Shmuel Lishitasam, Ditnan, because there's a Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama that a person brings objects into someone else's chater, im hichnis berushos bala chater, if you brought those objects in with the permission of the bala chater, he said, here, go ahead, bring your objects into my chater, but he didn't say he's accepting responsibility for shmira, he just said, bring them in, and then those objects get destroyed, chayiv, the bala chater is going to be responsible for it, he's going to have to pay for it, because if you give him rishos to bring it in, what it means to say is that you're accepting responsibility for them. Rebbe Omer, liolam eino chayiv, Rebbe says, no, you're only going to be chayiv if you explicitly say that you're accepting responsibility to watch it. If you don't say that you're accepting responsibility to watch it, then you're not going to be chayiv. Rav passes like the chachamim, that we assume you are mekabel achrayus. Shmuel passes like Rebbe, that we assume you're not mekabel achrayus. What does that have to do with our machlokes? Lema Rav de Amar Karabanan. So Rav holds that Peros have the status of the shomer that you gave the pikadon to, is because he holds like the Rabbanan, that we assume that the Bala Chatzar is mekabel shmira, that he accepts responsibility. So just like we passes like the Rabbanan, that if I let you bring your stuff into my Chatzar, I'm taking responsibility for it. So to over here, Rav says that peros that go into the achrayus of the shomer, even the gabei tchumen have the status of the shomer. Ushmuel damar karebi, and Shmuel says that no, the shomer does not take responsibility for it. Would also hold that it doesn't have anything to do with the tchum of the shomer. So Gemara says these two machlokas are not necessarily related. Amalach Rav, Rav might tell you, another amri afil the Rebbe. I could even hold like Rebbe that a guy is not mekabel shmir. Rebbe only says over there that the Bikadam is not the responsibility of the Bala Chatzar, because we don't assume he's accepting responsibility. Aval Hacha, but over here where you're giving as a Bikadam your peros to someone else, HaKabla Le'Nitirusa, he does explicitly accept responsibility. So since he has a chayus for those peros, the peros are going to be subject to his tchum. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel can tell you, I say my shita that it has the din of the raglei amafkid, even according to the rabbanan, who assume that the guy is mekabel achrayus to accept it. The only reason the rabbanan say over there that the bala chatzar takes responsibility is because a person wants his shor in the rishus of the bala chatzar, the mazik leil mechayiv, so that if he's mazik his shor is mazik the bala chatzar, he's not going to be chayiv given the damages, because since Chacham hold that minastam, the Baal Chatzar has kavanah to say, bring your objects in and I will watch them, the mafkid certainly is interested in bringing those objects into the achrayus of the shomer so that he shouldn't be chayiv in the nezek. Aval hacha, but when it comes to tchumen, mi nichle linish to leikam peri b'rishusi lechavrei, do I want my fruits to be subject to the tchum of someone else? Meaning, I'm very happy to have my shor be watched by someone else, so I don't have to be responsible for it, but I'm not so happy to have my fruits being subject to the tchum of somebody else, so that I won't be able to bring my fruits to where I want them. So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah to Shmuel. Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, someone who has his peros in a different city, vim erev, who, when he made an erev to go to that city, peros of kamohu, his peros have the same tchum as him, vi amr karagli mishef kidu etzlo, but if you hold that a pikadon has the same tchum as the person who received the pikadon, ki erev, who may have he, why does an erev help? The peros anyway are like the ragle ha-shomer. So you have to say that it's muchach from the Mishnah, that the peros are like the ragle ha-mafki, and since he made an eruv, so the peros can now be brought. Amrafuna amri be rav. So the Gemara rejects this and says, no, they said in the Bismedrash of Rav that the Mishnah is not talking about peros that were given as a pikadon for someone else to watch. Rather, the case was, Balabai said, you want to keep the peros in my house? Here, put them in that corner. But he wasn't accepting any responsibility of shmira. So that's why the peros take on the status of the ragle hamafkid. So Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, let's bring a raya from the safe of the Mishnah. Misha zimen etzlo orchem, someone who invited guests from outside the Tchum Shabbos, lo yulichu biyadam manos, you shouldn't give them portions of food to bring home with them, elim kein zika lehem manoseham erev yom tov, unless you were mezaka their portions to them already from erev yom tov. V'armet karak le mishev kidu etzlo, but if you say that every pikadon has the status of the person who is guarding them, ki zika lehem al yidei achar mayhavi, why does it help that you were mezaka to them? You're still the shomer on it, the balabai who's serving the food is still the shomer in it, so shouldn't it be subject to his own tchum? So it says Gemara Hachanami, kivin shazika lehem al yidei acher, kimi sheich lo keren zavistami. Now, when you are mezake those portions to somebody else, it's not as if you are the shomer, it's as if you have designated a spot in your house for them to keep their stuff. V'ibayisema zika shayni, or maybe just in general, when you're mezake to someone, that's different than a regular pikadon. Rav Chana bar Chani la'i, Rav Chana bar Chani Lai was a guest in a different city, and he made an Erev to go back home on Yom Tov, and Erev Yom Tov, Tala Bisra Ba'avra Dadasha, he hung some meat that he had bought in that city by the doorway and where he was staying. Asel Kamed Rafuna, they came to ask Rafuna, he let him bring his meat back home outside the Tchum. If you're the one that hung it on the doorway yourself, yeah, then it's subject to your own tchum. You can bring it wherever you go. But inhu talulach lo tishkal. But if it was the butchers that just hung it on the doorway for you, then you're not allowed to take it back to your house. So frankly, Gemara, ihu talam mishakil. Just because he hung it himself, he'd be allowed to take it back home, and it's subject to his tchum. V'Ravuna talmud Rav hava, but wasn't Ravuna talmud of Rav? V'amar Rav and Rav says karagli mishev kidu etzlo, that it has the status of the tchum of the person who is watching over the object. So the basar should be should have the status, the tchum status of the people who own the house that he was staying. So says no, shiny avra d'dasha the kamishich lo keren zavastami. When you hang it by the doorway, that's like they're not the balabais is not really accepting shmira on it. He's just saying put it in this spot of the house. So the Gemara brings Pirchos from three different Mishnayos on the second part of Rav Huna's Pesach, and then it's going to be Miyash of them. Amalei Rav Hila Rav Ashi, V'i'inu talulei lo shakil, if they were tola the meat, if they put the meat on the door, is he really not allowed to take it home with him? Is it really not subject to his own tchum? V'amr Shmuel, didn't Shmuel tell us, shar shel patam, a shar of a person who fattens up animals in order to sell them, hareu karagle kol adam, whoever buys them, it's subject to his own tchum, since the plan of the guy who is fattening the animal is to be able to sell it and have it belong to whoever is going to be the one that buys it and have it be subject to that guy's tchum. So apparently if you intend for an object to go to a certain kona, to someone who's going to buy it, it takes on the tchum of that kona. So why does Rav Huna say that if the butcher is hung up by the doorway, it's subject to the tchum of the butchers and not of Rav Chana bar Chanilai himself? He was the kona, he was the customer. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Amar Ravina Ravashi, V'inu talulei lo shakil, v'am rabba bar Chana bar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha krabidosa. Don't we pass on like Rabbi Dosa, someone who gives a behema on Yom Tov to a shepherd in the city, the behema takes on the status of the tchum of the shepherd, because all the owners of animals in that city intend to give it to that shepherd. So someone who has in mind that his object is going to be in someone else's possession, it's kona shvisa like that somebody else. So why can't Rav Chana bar Chanilai take this meat home? And furthermore, lam le'ravashi Rav Kanavi in hutalei lo shakil, just because they hung the meat on the door, Rav Chana bar Chanilai is not allowed to take it. Vatnan habehema v'akelim karagli abaylim, any object that's follows the tchum of the bailim. So over here also, since the butchers put it by the doorway for Rav Chana, he's the bailim, he should be allowed to take it. So because of all this, the Gemara changes our understanding of Rav Huna's psak, of what it means that the butchers hung it on the doorway, and therefore Rav Chana is not allowed to take it home because of Nisr Tchumin. The meat certainly would have the tchum status of Rav Chana. Now Rav Huna answered a different thing. El shayni Rav Chana bar Chanilai. Rav Chana bar Chanilai is different than anybody else, and here's why Rav Huna answered him taking his meat home with him. De gavra rabahu v'tarid b'shmaite, because he's an adam gadol, he's always learning Torah, and because he's so caught up in his learning, he forgets about other things. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, paskind like his Rebbe Rav, that basar shenasali min ha'ayin, that if you have meat that you didn't properly guard, it's asr to eat, even if it was in a Jewish home. V'achi kamarle, here's what Rav Huna was telling him. I atalas islach simana begavei, if you hung that meat so you have some sort of simen on it, probably, that you would recognize that it hasn't been switched for other non-kosher meat. You were never had a hashadas from it, and you're not going to forget about it. So zil shkol, so then you could take that meat, it's perfectly kosher. The inu talulach, but if the butchers are the one that put it there, masachas daitach, then you definitely had a hashadas from it, lo tishkol, and therefore you shouldn't take it, not because of anything related to tchum, but because it's asher for you to eat. It's what we call basar shenis alim min ha'ayin. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll finish up the Masechta, starting with the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph.